So we go up to the room, and I'm asking him, and he's like, well, we start talking, and he's like, we're talking about like dicks and stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm not like packing, but I got some big balls. He's like, yeah, right. I'm like, no, I seriously, I do. And I pulled a big fatty and just whipped him right on out. And he went, he goes, and I put him back in, and I'm like, where's my shot? He's like, here you go. He goes, I'll give you another one, but I'm going to need to take a picture of it this time. So I let him take a picture. But so, you can't see me only.
So there's a picture of the Ginger Bros balls. The reason I broke into a coughing fit when you were saying that, I flashed that mental image of the picture of Big Fatty sitting with his balls hanging out.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Well, you know, I'm not like packing, but I got some big balls.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 714 of the BFO for Thursday, the 28th of October, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me Little Show. Big Fatty has got all kinds of little pieces of paper right here in front of him. And, yo, we've got another scratch off. Yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, Big Fatty is done. He is done at the coal mine for the month of October. Y'all, I am done. Yes, Big Fatty, done. And, I am heading to the Horror Hotel. I will be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And I'll be returning to y'all, that is the Chick-fil chicken, egg, and cheese bagel and some chicken minis. Y'all, I haven't had any supper because, y'all, as soon as the show is over, I am heading over to a horror meeting. And we are going to have chicken wings at that. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely. And so there you have it. And what was I talking about before? Big Fatty, what were you talking about before? You were talking about, I don't remember. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh, well, it'll come to me, I'm sure. Big Fatty is forgetful. But y'all, on Hump Day, y'all, I made my call. I made my call to the Brugger's Bagels, and I said, yes, this is Big Fatty. I would like to order the $5.99 coupon of the Baker's Dozen to all poppy seed, please. Thank you for calling. And y'all, I went and picked those up, and y'all, they were $5.99. You save $2.62, but then they get you on the tax. They get you with a 21 cents on the tax. So it was $6.20. And y'all, I used my gift card that Moose, the number one fan of the BFO for 2010. He gave me that, and y'all, I've still got $7.60 left on it. Yes, Big Fatty, that's lovely. Y'all, the other thing I did, I got in the mail, I got a reminder that I'm going to the dentist on the, when is that? That is the 9th of November. Y'all, that is a week after Election Day. So I've got to go and get the teethies taken care of. And y'all, then I call my insurance company, because you know, a couple of weeks ago, I had to have the Ford Explosion hauled in, and y'all, I have the wreck a charge service on my insurance, and so y'all, I've never made a claim on that before, so I had to call my independent insurance agent, and they said, "Big Fatty, just send us your bill, fax it to us, and we'll take care of it." Y'all, it was the easiest thing in the world, and y'all, I'm expecting a check for $60 in the mail. Yes, Big Fatty, that'll be lovely. You can buy something with it. Yes. Y'all, before I do this scratch-off today, I have been remiss, and I know that Miss West is terribly, terribly disappointed. By the way, y'all, if you have not, I said this on the Twitty earlier today, that Kim Beaver, y'all, Kim Beaver is the funniest fucking person on the entire intertubes. Y'all, if you hadn't been over to the lodge, you have got to go over there and see the photo that she has rustled up. And y'all, it is a picture. Y'all, it absolutely brings into perspective everything yesterday's show. So y'all get over there and look at it. But before I do this Price is Right, y'all, I want to head down into the Fat Cave. Yes, Big Fatty, it's been ages since you've been down there. Yes, yes, yes.
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty online. The Fat K. Let's just into the BFO feature Fat Face Desk. Big Fatty received a call on Wednesday from that Daniel Biba to come to Thanksgiving supper in Columbia. Oh, dear Gussie from Daniel Biba.
There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online.
That is correct. And y'all, I'm telling you, the quiz programs, they are in full swing now, y'all. Y'all, on Tuesday night, y'all, they threw that girl off from the hills, off the dancing. And y'all, she was in second place. And they said, no, it's time to go. Bye, goodbye. And y'all, Big Fatty had predicted that one because, you know, that Lynn Goodman, I didn't like it. You know, he's just that old curmudgeon, y'all. He probably writes old angry man letters or something. But anyway, that's going on, y'all. The Survivors is still going on, and y'all, it's okay. It's not the greatest season, but it's okay. That one girl on there, y'all, she's running her mouth again. Oh, she's gonna get it. She is gonna get it. And y'all, then the big run, y'all. I really am enjoying the big run this season, except for those Mexicans, Michael and Kevin. I think they are from China or someplace, China, Mexico. And y'all, they go, oh, Kevin, I cannot do. No, Kevin, cannot do. Oh, Kevin. Oh, I cannot do it, Kevin. Y'all, all he had to do was roll a bicycle hoop. I mean, dear gosh, even that Hoopy Goldstein could do that. But anyway, y'all. The biggest news on the dancing show, they said that come November the 22nd. Now let me just look at that. That is the Monday of Thanksgiving week. Y'all, they are debuting a brand new show, and it is called Skating with the Stars. Y'all, I cannot wait to see it because they are going to bust their ass. They're just going to bust their ass. And y'all, I think that Tonya Harding is going to come out and beat the living shit out of them with a monkey wrench or something. I don't know. But, y'all, the other thing about the dance in this coming week, they are bringing back that Apollo Ohno. And, y'all, he is hot. Hot, hot, hot. And, y'all, he and that Christy Gamayuchi, they are coming back to be in some kind of hootenanny dance or something, and they're bringing some of the old ones back. And, y'all, so it's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good one. So maybe that Apollo Onto will be on the Skating with the Stars. I don't know. I just don't know. But anyway, but... Oh, y'all, I hope y'all watching the quiz programs. Because Big Fatty loves the quiz program. Y'all, let's do this... Let's do this scratch off because Moose sent it to you, Big Freddy. By the way, y'all, the rat is on right now, and y'all, I'm just gonna go over here and check the forecast for Augusta, and y'all, the high temperature on Thursday is gonna be 80 degrees, and y'all, it's gonna drop down to 48 degrees Thursday night. Y'all, that is camisole weather. Y'all, speaking of camisole, dear gosh, I can't believe I've forgotten this. Y'all, are you watching that program, Bleep? My dad says with that William Shatner, and y'all, I didn't think I was gonna like it. I did not think I was going to like it, but y'all, they have some of the funny gay on there, and y'all, it's actually been kind of cute. So if you haven't watched it, go back and give it a try, because y'all, there's actually some cute things on there, and y'all, on the most recent episode, y'all, I swear, I think they're listening to the BFO, because y'all, that William Shatner and his son on the show, they were going on a double date, y'all, and the son came down, and William Shatner goes, oh, is that what you're wearing on a date? And he goes, yes, this is what the young people wear on the dates. And he goes, well, if you want to go out wearing a camisole, you just go right ahead. Y'all couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they said the word camisole. Y'all, when is the last time you heard the word camisole on a television program? And y'all, the gays are on there, and y'all, there's some sort of pancake house or something. The pancake corral, and the gays are the waiters there. And y'all, it's cute. It's not Big Bang cute, but y'all, it's cute. And I find myself giggling. I mean, it's not a kind of show, but y'all, it's cute. It's just cute. So I highly encourage that. Y'all, the rest of the weather for the weekend over there in Augusta, Saturday, it's a Friday. It's only going to 70 degrees, 37 at night. Saturday, 74 with a low of 42, and Sunday, a high of 76. Y'all, I believe fall is falling. That is it. Y'all, let's do this scratch off now. Yes, McFadden. Y'all, by the way, on tomorrow's a little show, I really want to have some voice letters. So y'all, if you haven't called Big Fatty in a while, give him a call at 206-337-1438, and that number will be repeated at the end of the little show. All right, y'all, we're going to scratch the Plinko now. And y'all, if we have a chip, we win that money. No chip. No Big Fatty. No chip. No chip again. All right, scratching that. No chip. No chip, Big Fatty. No chip again. No chip. Oh, y'all, it's a win. It is a win. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to see how much it is. Oh, dear Gussie, it's a win. No chip and no chip and no chip. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I cannot believe there's a win. There's a win here, and y'all, the prize, the cash prize for this chip is, oh, dear Gussie, it is $5, y'all. It is a $5 crisp $5. $5 bill. Oh, dear God. See, y'all, the price of the card, it has paid for itself. And now, y'all, we're going to spin the big wheel. Let's spin the big wheel. If we get three of the same thing, we win that prize, y'all, that cash prize. And the first one is $500. And the second one. The second number is $10. Oh, Brad Friday, I'm feeling lucky. I know you are. Y'all, the third one is $10. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, the fourth number. The fourth number is $1,000. Oh, dear Gussie, Brad Friday, are you going to be a winner again or not? And y'all, the next number is $1,000. Y'all, if it is $1,000 or if it is $10, y'all, it is another win on this last number. Y'all, we're going to look at it right now. We're going to look right now, y'all. It is $15, dear Gussie. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, we're going to go to the showcase showdown, because I know y'all love a showcase showdown. Y'all, Big Fatty's bid on the first showcase is $26,350. However, the actual retail price of the showcase is $26,175. Big Freddy was so close, but he went over. Y'all, let's look at the second one. Let's look at the second one, because here it is. It's Big Freddy's bid is $25,925. And y'all, the actual retail price is $24,475. But y'all, it doesn't matter. It does not matter, because the card is a winner, and we will be sending that one back to Moose. We will send it back to Moose, not necessarily in a timely manner. So, so anyway, Moose, thank you so much. Oh, that was exciting, wasn't it? Wasn't that just exciting? Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. Y'all, I'm going to go over here to the e-letters for a minute. Y'all, please send me a voice letter for tomorrow's little show. And y'all, if nothing else, tell me what kind of sweet treat you're handing out to the little urchins, or what you're dressing up for the little urchins, for the gay crema. Y'all, let's just see what we got here in the e-letters. Oh, Big Freddy. Y'all, trucker Alex, y'all, he was having an argument with his better half, big old bottom Bob, and y'all, they were arguing because trucker Alex says, big old bottom, I know for a fact, back in the Mary Lane days, there used to be a program on the TV machine where you'd get the race cards at the Piggly Wiggly or the Winn-Dixie or somewhere, and they'd have horse races. And then if you won a prize at the Piggly Wiggly. And he says, Big Freddy, you remember that, don't you? Don't you? Don't you help me prove him wrong? And y'all, believe it or not, Trucker Alex was exactly right. Y'all, in the Atlantas, they had it at the Colonial Stows. And oh, dear Gussie. And y'all, it was called Let's Go to the Races. And y'all, they would show all these black and white old host races. And that you'd have a host in every race, and y'all, they'd have the daily double, and they'd have a photo finish. I don't know if Big Fatty, or you know, my grandmother used to watch those, because you know she loved the Colonial Stoves, and she would, y'all. Speaking of my grandmother, she always wanted to sign up for the Thanksgiving food bank, but so that people would do her Thanksgiving cooking for her. Y'all, but that may be why that Daniel has invited me to come to Columbia. Oh, what do you think, Ginger Bear?
Oh, you know, I'm not like packing, but I got some big balls.
Oh, dear Gussie, I hope we're not having those for Thanksgiving.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.